In a remote part of New Zealand, Google pilot testers unpack special balloons for launch.
Yeah, we can be up in an hour.
These aren't birthday balloons or hot air balloons, but balloons specifically designed to bring the internet to 2/3 of the world's population that don't have it. The balloons are made of very thin plastic, 3 millimeters thick. The cargo includes solar panels, a flight computer, and an altitude control system. Even when inflated, their volume remains constant. Rich Duvall, recorded on this Google video, is the chief technology architect for what's called Project Loon.
Project Loon is the idea that we could create a network of high-altitude balloons that float about 20 kilometers up, and through this network, we can give the internet to the entire world.
Here's how it works. Ground stations connect to the local internet infrastructure and beam signals to balloons. The balloons are then able to communicate with each other, forming a mesh network in the sky. Pilot testers connect to the balloon network using a special internet antenna attached to their house, which can send and receive signals from balloons passing overhead.
We've designed our radios and antennas specifically to receive signals from Project Loon only, in order to achieve the high bandwidth over long distances involved. If we didn't filter out the other signals, the technology just wouldn't work.
Nelson Vincent knows the area well. The University of Cincinnati's Vice President of Technology and Chief Information Officer grew up in New Zealand.
Now, where they've piloted this particular technology using about 30 balloons was in the area of the South Island of New Zealand called Canterbury, which is a little south of Christchurch. And so that area is actually very famous for being a great environment for gliders and balloons. And so it's also very isolated with lots of mountains and lots of rural areas. And so actually, perfect folks to be customers of this technology.
The balloons floating in the stratosphere would beam internet access similar to today's 3G networks or faster. Vincent has been working for years to get other remote areas access to the internet. He's hopeful.
Are we going to wait for the next 20 years until we put all those towers up and lay all that fiber, or are there different ways to start tackling the parts of the world that do not have broadband technology? So in that sense, it's very audacious.
Vincent does have doubts and wants to know, could Google reliably get them up and down, and what happens when there are thousands of these floating around? Most recently, he worked in northern Iraq to help higher education rebuild itself after 35 years of isolation. He says there won't be any fiber optics there for at least 5 years.
They can buy a wireless card and get it at home, but the university basically doesn't have a broadband internet backbone. So we worked out that we could use wireless broadband at a pretty low speed to access electronic learning using Blackboard technology. Throughput was very slow, but that was about the only regular tool we had to communicate with lots of people and create a shared learning platform.
He also doesn't see broadband in Africa for a number of years. One other solution could be use the same fiber as electricity uses, but would the bandwidth be broad enough? Project Loon balloons are controlled by Mission Control. Astro Teller of the Google X Lab explains in Google's video.
So if the balloons are circling around the bottom half of the world, eventually the balloon that's over South Africa will pass over South America.
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Vincent says it's ironic that balloons dating back to 220 AD could be married to the best new technology.
What does it do if the whole world has access to those knowledge tools and opportunities that we take for granted because of our 3G and 4G access? Is that really the disruptive and defining transformative access to the world's knowledge that the rest of the world needs to leap forward economically, socially, and in terms of social justice and access?
All right, I think your plan is great. Do the ascent on 46 and 47. Set, try it like an hour after float.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be off the ground in a couple minutes.
Before we send them up, we talk to air traffic control. We let them know these balloons are on the way up so they know where they are. And before they come down, we also talk to air traffic control.
Okay, and they're on a different one now.
We can direct them to land in various collection points around the world in order to reuse and recycle their parts.
A new series of tests with smaller balloons are now underway in California. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.